Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast, brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Exactly. Real stuff.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're looking at just a staggering transformation. McKinsey is projecting that by 2028, something like $750 billion in consumer spend is going to flow directly through AI-powered search.
Right, and that puts, what, anywhere from 20 to 50% of traditional web traffic completely at risk.
So these AI agents are basically becoming a shadow operating system for how people buy things.
Exactly. And our mission today really is for you, the CMO. We need to pull out the architectural must-haves and the risk management lessons from the MarTech 2026 reports and some recent very public brand failures.
It's about moving beyond just adopting tools, isn't it? It's about getting to systematic, auditable performance.
That's the goal.
So if that's the destination, where are we right now? The data says we're pretty good on the ground floor. We're mature in order one. The tools, 68.9% adoption of content agents, things like that.
And we're getting better at order two, the workflows. The real problem, the bottleneck, is what the report calls the order four constitutional layer.
Explain that. What is the constitutional layer?
It's about embedding your brand governance, your ethics, your legal red lines directly into the AI systems. So governance becomes infrastructure, not a checklist.
And what happens when it isn't infrastructure?
You get this, what we call the reconciliation tax.
Reconciliation tax.
Yeah. Get this. 80.6% of agents right now are in assist only mode. That means every single output needs a human to sign off on it.
So endless rework.
Endless rework, team arguments, brand inconsistency. It's that AI slop everyone talks about. You're just wasting time fixing what the AI did instead of letting it run.
And externally, it's just as bad. Only 63.1% of companies are publishing content that's even optimized for these external agents.
Right, even as those agents become the gatekeepers to that $750 billion.
Yeah.
So to get to order five, the sovereign advantage, you have to build that architecture, you encode those red lines once, and then you enable secure engineered performance.
And this is where that governance really, really matters, because speed without control. Well, it just magnifies the risk, doesn't it? We've seen some major brands stumble here.
Oh, absolutely. These failures prove that governance isn't a nice to have. It's a strategic asset. Take Taco Bell. They rushed speech AI at the drive-thru.
Oh, I remember that.
The lesson wasn't just about, losing the human touch. The AI was clunky. It disrupted the one thing you go there for, ordering food quickly.
Yeah.
It eroded trust.
And then there was Google's ad for Gemini, promoting AI with AI.
A huge risk. And it backfired because the ad had hallucinations, factual errors, in the very content meant to show how capable the tech was. Fact-checking is mandatory.
So transparency is key,
yeah.
Like with the J.Crew and Vans tie-up.
Exactly. They used AI to create a 90s nostalgia vibe, but little errors gave it away, and it felt inauthentic. You have to be upfront about using AI, especially when you're selling a feeling.
And finally, Duolingo. They went AI first, replaced human contractors, and then lost over 400,000 followers on TikTok.
People are sensitive about job automation, so these stories, they all prove the same thing. Engineered governance isn't about slowing down. It's about protecting your brand's integrity.
Okay, but let's pivot to some good news. Where is this actually working and showing a positive ROI?
Creative partnerships, absolutely.
The ad spend there is huge, right? It's projected to hit $37 billion just this year in the U.S.
And Meta is a great example. They're using AI to orchestrate those creator partnerships. Their new tools, like the partnership Ads Hub, use AI to find user-generated content, monitor it, and streamline all the permissions.
So it cuts through the red tape.
It accelerates everything, and the results are there. We're talking 19% lower CPAs and 13% higher click-through rates on average.
That's direct, quantifiable proof. Modernizing workflows with intelligence, it just delivers.
It shows that systems built on orchestration and data give you superior outcomes. It's engineered performance in action.
So to wrap up, it feels like the industry has the tools. That's order one. But we're really struggling with the governance infrastructure, order four, that's needed to scale safely.
That's the whole story. The companies that figure this out, the ones that architect governance as infrastructure, they won't just survive. They'll build institutional memory and customer loyalty. It becomes a competitive moat that no one can replicate.
So the final question for you, the listener, is this. If your AI is still stuck in that execute with manual approval mode, are you actually building that moat, or are you just drowning in reconciliation tax?
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. This episode of the Mindset Podcast was brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset. On the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Real stuff.
See you next time.